From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, October 19, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Ann Friedman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Business Coalition has launched a website to aid in its efforts to promote the city of Hudson. The two-year-old nonprofit business league has more than 60 members. Visit HudsonNewYork.com offers a list of city businesses, a calendar of events, and editorial content with headlines such as, and I quote, 9 spots to take selfies that'll light up your Instagram, end quote, and I quote, an ode to watermelon aqua fresca, end quote, plus information on activities and profiles of business owners. Coalition President Chuck Rosenthal said, and I quote, it serves as a way to attract people to Hudson and give them a sense of the character of Hudson. It's a great resource for people in the community and visitors, end quote. Rosenthal is the owner of Valley Variety on Upper Warren Street. He said the coalition has identified food and design, particularly interior design and furnishings, as the main reason people come to Hudson. He said, and I quote, also more recently, the number of new and vintage fashion stores has been growing. So those are three areas we're looking at to produce events, end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro has formed a gubernatorial campaign committee for 2018. The Tivoli Republican is one of several potential challengers to Democrat incumbent Andrew M. Cuomo next year. Molinari has traveled the state in recent months and has discussed a possible bid with supporters in different areas, Hamilton writes. A Molinaro spokesman said, and I quote, this is a progression of those discussions. This will allow the people that want to help Mark explore to do so, end quote. Assembly Minority Leader Brian Kolb, who represents Ontario County, Harry Wilson, a former candidate for Comptroller, Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, and State Senate Deputy Republican Majority Leader John DeFrancisco of Syracuse have been mentioned as potential GOP candidates as well. Molinaro is the first among the group to form a committee. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greenville Town Board is considering the possibility of moving an 8-acre parcel of land into the town's sewer and water districts. The site is the proposed location for the new Tractor Supply Company store. The question was discussed with representatives from Delaware Engineering and Bowler Engineering during the town board meeting on Monday, October the 16th. The site is located north of the Tops Plaza on Route 32 and close to the existing water line, Greenville Town Supervisor Paul Michael said. Delaware Engineering is creating documents to amend the sewer and water district boundaries to include the parcel. The initial proposal for the new store was made to the town planning board at its meeting in August. The building will require sprinklers and holding tankers for those sprinklers. Town attorney Tax Replaya said once a plan is finalized and produced, the process will require 2 to 3 months of public hearings. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Collin is reporting at Capital Confidential. 30 professors of government and constitutional law have released a letter explaining why they intend to vote yes in November on the statewide constitutional convention question. The first signer of the letter is SUNY's New Platts Gerald Benjamin, an expert on the state constitution. The academics argue a convention would restore democratic accountability, impose political ethics, reform the state judiciary, and bring opportunities for positive change, including strengthening environmental protections, improving the quality of the state education system, and ensuring the rights threatened by the federal government to be protected in New York. You can read the full letter at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Today is day 16 of the WGXC 2017 Fall 2017 Harvest Pledge Drive. WGXC programmers and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXC Hands-On Radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org/donate and make your commitment to programming curated by humans, not algorithms, that is responsive to your needs and interest. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Green and Columbia Counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 73 degrees. For Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 48. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, sunny with a high near 67. Friday night, clear with a low around 40. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 73 degrees. Friday night, clear with a low around 47. The sun rose this morning at 7:13 a.m. and the sun will set at 6:06 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 52 minutes of daylight. Almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 19th day of October 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.